Now the Mor brought down the Shita of the Baal Iter, the Letzarech Mitzvah, Yilad Domil La'akim, even the Isidar Aysa. And the Mor says, because of this, many people are annoyed to Mekel, Talagoyt, Lineris for the Shabbos, especially Suez Chasna or Milo, something that's a bigger thing, and no one's Meicha against them. And the Meister Mos says, Yishimachmer, unless it's Tzarech Godel, because Rav Paiskim, most Paiskim are Chilik on the Baal Iter. Indeed, Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach among the Vram, the reason why no one's Meicha is because they're not going to listen anyway. Mutuv, Shishagin, the Ayim, Zidan, rather they should do this Isar Mila Akim, Shagig, rather than doing it B'mezid. Their Mos, but signed to Simon Shinvov, or it's actually Simon Shinzayin, Tzifhei, Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's also Mavor, not like the Baal Iter. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrenim that they say that the Goyim doing construction on the basic Nesses to building a shul on Shabbos, that even the Baal Iter's Maskim, that is not allowed, because it's something that can be done during the week. It's not a mitzvah averis, doesn't have to happen now, like so Shabbos, a mitzvah she'ena averis, and can be done during the week, and therefore, even the Baal Iter would agree that you cannot have the Goyim doing construction on the shul on Shabbos. However, Mishnah Berurah says, from the Achrenim, there's a chashash that the basic Knesset, being basic Knesset, Chas V'Shalom, become bottle, won't end up getting done. Once they take a break and they don't do it on Shabbos, so for some reason or another, if it's not done Shabbos, the construction will not take place at all. So then, Fakar, then it's for sure mutter, Kisayim Bechal Baal Iter. Prim Golem says, Kisayim Bechal Baal Iter, to let them do the construction on Shabbos, for sure if it's Kablonis, and maybe even if it's Schir Yoyim, which is usually more Chomer, we can let them do it. So on the one hand, if the Binyan basic Knesset is not going to become bottle otherwise, then even Baal Iter agrees that it's Aser, because let them do the work during the week, no reason to have it done on Shabbos. If it may become Chas V'Shalom Bato, then you could do it. You could have the Goyim do the work on Shabbos, for sure, Kablonis, even Sker Yoyim. Now, their Mo is agreeable to being Samech with Tzarech Gadol on the Baal Iter. The Tzarech Gadol, who is agreeable to it. The Mishnah brings the Shlomo's Machmer, even Tzarech Gadol. So many Kilos Chashuvim, they sit by Shal Shulis in the dark, even if it's a Shabbos Shavu Brachos or Shabbos Machasna, but the Shabbos, meaning Shal Shulis, let me sit in the dark, until the Tzibis is Baruch, and they can light candles. My Rash was Noeg by Shal Shulis to sit in the dark. The Prima Gondom was Mekel to have a guy do it once it's ready, Ben Ashmoshes. Because Ben Ashmoshes, it could be Mekel Amir La'akal Mitzarech Mitzvah, even if not going to be Samach on the Baal Iter, but once Ben Ashmoshes, there you could tell a guy to do a Malach Adarais Mitzarech Mitzvah, the Ben Ashmoshes at the end of Shabbos, the Prima Gondom was Mekel, and Kavach Chomer, the Ben Ashmoshes by the beginning of Shabbos, there it's more Pashut, look at Simon Shimon Bey, it's more Pashut, they could do Amir La'akal for something important such as a Tzarech Mitzvah. So, on Shabbos, one should not be Samech Lebal Iter, unless it's Tzarech Gadol, the Maz Meiko, the Shlas Machber, Tzarech Gadol, everyone should ask their own Shaila. If it's Me'ash Mosh, it's the end of Shabbos, and Kavach Chaim, Me'ash Mosh, beginning of Shabbos, then you can make it to Amir La'akim on the Malach Adar Reisa. Another case we can make on Misamech Lebal Iter, Mishnah Berurah says, if the Erev is down on Shabbos, the Rabbim can come to Milchshol, it's hard to notify everybody, to stop them from carrying, to notify them the Erev is down. So then Mishnah Berurah says, from the Chayod, Mishnah Magam Mishnah, the Kedai Baal Iter, Lissamach Lov, Ki Misamech Baal Iter, Teimat Mir Al-Akim, even for the Goy Dum Lach Adaraisa, Melka Mitzvah the Rabbim, to avoid a Milchshol. Similar Mishnah Berurah says to what we said from the Pimagodim, that if the Binyan Beis Knesset Chas V'Shalom will become bottle, if it does not happen on Shabbos, we could have the Goyim do the work for us on Shabbos. Here also, it's a mitzvah of Rabbim that people should not carry on Shabbos, not an Erev. You can have the Goy repair the Erev on Shabbos, even if he has to do a Melach Adaraisa, and the Rabbim should not come to a Milchshol. Siv Gimel. If someone tells Eved or Shivcho, the Goy Shev of Shivcho, to go with him somewhere, and they light a candle, the Eved lights a candle, even though the Goy also needs the candle now, because he's going with you, it's considered that it's a Tzarech Yisrael, not the Tzarech Akum, because they're coming with you. The whole thing is for your needs. For you, they're coming with you, to get something for you. And therefore, it's also to be netted from the candle. And Mishnah Berurah says it's only if you're going along. But if you send them on a Shlichus to get something, they light a candle to have light, then there's no problem. It's not called the doing the Tzarecho, it's called the doing the Tzarechom. You know the whole reason why they're going where they're going is to get something for you. So it's similar to the case that Shulchan Aruch is Machmoran. This case is already better, and you can be Nana for that Nair afterwards. Sai, you can be Nana for what they went to get for you, and Sai, you can also be Nana for the Nair afterwards. It brings a Taz, and the Simmons are similar. The Shivcho who lights a candle in order to wash the dishes for you, Friday night for Shabbos Day, she's washing dishes. That's not called Tzarech Yisrael. It's called doing it for herself to wash the dishes. And afterwards, you can benefit from those dishes that you washed. You can use them Shabbos Day. You're not being nana from the Gufa Dover that you did it for. And after she's done, you can be nana from the Nair as well. And you can even help the Shivcho with washing dishes a little bit, since the Ikkar she did was for herself, and you're just coming around and helping a little bit afterwards. The Ma says that you could tell a Goy who's coming somewhere with you to take a lit candle and carry it, because all he's doing is muksa. And for muksa, Mishnah Berurah explains, anyway, there's a term of Totem HaTzad that even a Yid could do, there's certain ways to Gufa, you'd be able to carry it, so you can have the guy carry it and take it along with you. Mishnah Berurah says, only Shmeko of Bnei Torah, because other people, if they're afraid, they're going to make a mistake and they're going to take this out to too far. And that which you can have the guy carry the Nair for you does not make a difference if it's Av Shemen or Shaiva or Chelev, whatever it is. But Nair to Shemen, it's good to avoid being Meiko on this because you're talking, they end up doing Hadlaka, Havara, Kivoy, the way they move around the Shemen and the Nair while they're carrying it.